Wizard that airs the second Saturday of every month. It's hosted by Gateway IT instructor Christine Lazaro and Gateway IT graduate Dave Snedeker.
Good morning, everyone. It's November, and that means a couple of things. It means cold weather is now on the way. We experienced that this week. It also means that the holidays are coming, and as everyone has observed, they get earlier and earlier every year, don't they? I mean, they still fall on the same old days, but the stores seem to celebrate them earlier and earlier. And it means one more thing, and that is Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, which also has gotten earlier and earlier and earlier. As my loyal listeners know, this time of year, I always do a Black Friday show, and that's exactly what we're going to do today. But before I get started on the Black Friday deals that are out there, I want to say thank you to Troy McDonald at our station for filling in for me the last couple of shows. I've mentioned that I'm pursuing my master's, and this particular semester term was really, really heavy. I took way too many classes, and I'm teaching a couple more classes than normally I would, and so my cognitive load has been extremely heavy. That's one of the things I'm learning about this term. I mean, I knew about it before, but it's one of the things in my class. So anyway, on with the show. So let's talk about some of the early releases for Black Friday. All you need to do is go online and Google Black Friday deals and append your favorite store, and you can see their leaked ads for the brick and mortar kind of stores that do print ads. I'm going to highlight a few of them because there are some pretty awesome deals out there. The other thing to note is that many of those same outlets, whether it's brick or mortar or online, are running pre-Black Friday sales, and we'll talk about that as well. But let's get started with some of the brick and mortar ones that you can take advantage of in our area. So let's do Best Buy first. Best Buy has got some really, really awesome offerings. You can pick up a Kindle Fire 7-inch tablet for $35. Now, just note that that price will also be matched at Amazon, or Best Buy is matching Amazon's price, whichever way you want to look at it. But that's not a bad deal for a Kindle Fire. I've mentioned the Kindle Fire before. It's not a bad tablet, especially if you're in the Amazon sphere, if you like ebooks and you use them off of Kindle, off of Amazon rather. It's a pretty decent little tablet to use. It is Android based, but it's Amazon's version of Android. Google Store apps work for the most part. It's a little bit underpowered, but for a $35 tablet, you're going to get some pretty good bang for your buck. The next one I want to mention are Windows. If you want a Windows kind of thing, not so much a tablet, but if you're in the market for a laptop or a notebook. Again, Best Buy's got some pretty good deals for you. There's a Acer 10-inch notebook. It uses the Atom processor. So again, it will be, you know, really good for email and surfing the internet. It's definitely not going to play World of Warcraft, but it will... you can use it for your streaming video and things. It's got 2 gig of RAM and a 32 gigabyte hard drive. So the hard drive is a little bit on the smaller size, but it's $130. So not a bad deal. The Surface 3 will be on sale for $400. That's $100 off. That's your tablet. There's an Asus 15-inch. This one is a little bit better powered. It's got a Celeron processor, so we're getting up there a little bit. 4 gig of memory and a 500 gig hard drive, and that one is $300. If you want a little bit bigger screen and a little bit more power, here's the one that I think is the deal of the day for that kind of thing. Hewlett-Packard 17-inch running a Core i5, 4 gig of memory and 1 terabyte hard drive, $400. So some really, really nice deals on laptops. There will be some deals on desktops, but not as great as the laptop deals. And if you want a Chromebook, the Acer Chromebook will be $99, and that's $60 off. There will be some deals on Apple, Apple products. They're not really posting the prices right now. It's more of a percentage off kind of a thing. And getting away from the computers for a second, let's go to a TV. How about a Samsung 60-inch 4K smart TV for $800? Get those while supplies, because supplies will be limited, but that's a really nice deal. So that's just some of the things from Best Buy. Let's take a look at Walmart, because of course they'll have their Black Friday specials, and they're running some pre-Black Fridays too. But this is off of the leaked Walmart ad, and I have to wonder who's leaking them. I think the stores do it themselves. But from the Walmart leaked ad, they've got a 50-inch high-def TV. Brands will vary. So, you know, depending on which Walmart you go to, you don't know if it'll be a Samsung or a Vizio or what kind of one, but it's a 50-inch LED HD TV for $218. The iPad Mini for $199. A Vizio 65-inch smart TV for $648. For the gamers, for you gamers out there. And by the way, I had to kind of take a look at the prices to see if these were deals or not. And in fact, they are. I'll give you a comparison in a minute. But the Xbox One, $329, comes with a gift card. That's the other trend we're seeing out there, is a lot of the stores will give you free gift cards with various different products that you buy. And the gift card amounts, you know, they range anywhere from $10 all the way to $50, depending, of course, on the underlying price of whatever you're looking at. They also have the Xbox 360, the 4GB 360 for $99. And then if you want a PlayStation 4, the Grand Theft Auto 5 bundle, PS4, is going to be $3.99 at Walmart. And again, just for kind of comparisons, I looked at the price. Amazon will have it for $469. So that's a little bit of a savings there if you were looking at, you know, getting a game for your Christmas gifties for under the tree. So that's some of the offerings at Walmart. Best Buy, of course, you know, is going to be kind of concentrating on the electronics area, where Walmart, you know, they'll have Good Friday deals on other things besides electronics, but I'm just kind of concentrating on some of the electronic products here. Target has got some couple of things to look at too, and again, Target gift cards galore. Pretty much anything and everything you buy will come with a Target gift card, just like the Walmart. But here's a couple of the things that Target is highlighting in their leaked Black Friday ad. $250 for a 55-inch Westinghouse LED TV. You know, if you were to have told me, you know, even a couple of days ago that you could see some of these great prices, but definitely a year ago, I mean, shoot, I remember when we bought our, you know, big screen TV, it was definitely not $250. How about an LG 49-inch 4K Ultra HD TV for $500, Samsung 55-inch 4K ultra high def TV, $798. So, you know, if you were aching for that 4K TV, which, you know, some people will say, you know, yeah, you got to go 4K, you'll get the crispest picture ever. So if you were aching for a 4K TV this Christmas, go shopping early, right? 6 p.m. Thanksgiving evening. How about a GoPro? GoPro has been on a lot of people's wish lists for Christmas for a long time. They're a little on the pricey side. If you're not aware what a GoPro is, this is the video camera that you can wear on your head to, you know, film your activities as you're skateboarding along. You can go on YouTube and look at different GoPro videos. They even put, you know, GoPros on their dogs to see what the dogs do when you're not at home. So if you were looking for a GoPro, there's a GoPro Hero bundle for $300. Like I said, they're not cheap cameras, but they are kind of neat for capturing, you know, that live first-person perspective of activities and stuff. So those are some of the target ads. And again, you know, all you need to do is Google, you know, Black Friday ads. There's even an app for that, believe it or not. On the Google Store, there are a couple of Android apps that will alert you for different Black Friday ads. But do be forewarned, if you're going to download one of those, they're not just Black Friday ads. There are ads for a lot of other things besides Black Friday ads. And so I would exercise a little caution before I even looked at one of those apps. Just better to go on your computer or, you know, even on your smartphone and launch your favorite browser and just, you know, kind of do a search for Black Friday ads. Now, let's talk about the other. That's the brick and mortars. Let's talk about the online retailers and some of the things that you might see, not only Black Friday, but also the equivalent online shopping day of Cyber Monday. here your big retailers are going to be, you know, Amazon, you know, Newegg, Tiger Direct, if you are looking again for the electronic kinds of things, the computers, the TVs. Of course, you know, Amazon, you know, one of our favorite e-retailers, has everything. You know, you can buy literally diapers and, you know, canned goods and, you know, anything else there. They're going to obviously have a ton of deals. And one of the interesting contrasts between the brick-and-mortar retailers like the Best Buy and the Target and the Walmart, and, you know, it's not completely fair to insinuate that, you know, the Best Buys and the Walmarts and the Targets are strictly brick-and-mortar, because obviously they also have an online presence and you can order things at, you know, on their online sites as well, and many of them ship to store for free. It's interesting, by the way, here's just a little tip to save you some money. Walmart can have different prices online as opposed to going to the store. I recently bought an item, and on the website, on Walmart's website, it was $10 less than it was in the store. So to save yourself some money, buy it online and then, you know, choose the option for store pickup and then go pick it up at the store. If you know that it's in your local store, buy it online, you get the online price, and then you can still pick it up at the store if you want it right away that day. So just save you some money. Walmart, don't be mad at me. You know, I'm about saving my listeners, you know, money. So, but anyway, so getting back to the, you know, strictly online retailers like the Amazons and the Newegg and the Tiger Direct versus those that also have a brick and mortar presence, it is a lot easier to see, again, those leaked ads from those stores that have a brick and mortar presence. So that's how we can see some of these early previews of Black Friday prices, whereas the online retailers, the Amazons, the Newegg, they don't typically leak because they don't have to go to print. It takes time to get ads printed. You have to lay them out. You have to, you know, position the illustrations in the right way, and then, of course, send them to the printer. So there's a long lead time, whereas a strictly electronic retailer who is, you know, just putting stuff on their website, it can be done in a much, much quicker time. So you don't see as many leaked prices. So it's very difficult to give you any ideas of what some of those Amazons and Newegg are going to have for some Black Friday or Cyber Monday specials. But I think it is safe to say that they're going to have some, you know, very, very comparable deals. Of course, the nice thing about using one of those outlets is you don't have to face the maddening crowds. You don't have to worry about getting all bundled up if it just happens to be cold on, you know, Thursday evening, Friday morning, early Friday morning. You don't have to get all bundled up, warm up your car, drive there, etc., etc., only to find out that too late. You know, we did say quantities are limited, you know, with an e-retailer or e-tailer like an Amazon, you know, you can just do it from the warmth and coziness of your home and stay in your pajamas and warm fuzzy slippers and, you know, munch on leftover turkey sandwiches. Now, Amazon, it's kind of interesting because if you go to the Amazon website right now, they've got some pre-Black Friday specials. So you can, you know, do some looking and, you know, get some ideas of what some of those specials might be. They will, again, have the Amazon, the 7-inch Amazon Fire for $35, just like Best Buy will. And that's why I'm saying you can kind of pretty much get a good idea of, because they're going to have comparable prices. Of course, they're in competition. But I did take a look at the Amazon website for some of their pre-Black Friday specials, and those specials will change, you know, every day. And one of the things that I did notice, if the Amazon Echo is on your Christmas list, the Amazon Echo, you might have seen the commercials, it's that voice response unit, looks like kind of a round little tower there, almost like a little speaker that sits on your tablecloth or tabletop. It's got very, very good reviews so far in its responsiveness. It hears your voice, you know, from pretty far away, but it uses the uses Wi-Fi to kind of go search the internet. You know, think of it as the equivalent of Siri on the iPhones, Cortana on Windows 10 computers, laptops, Windows phones, you know, Chrome, Google's got their own little voice response thing. Everybody's going into this area. So the Amazon Echo is, you know, just like that. So you can say, you know, to your Amazon Echo, you know, what's the weather like, or, you know, what's traffic like, and, you know, they'll respond to you. And then you can also tie it into your, if you have an Amazon Prime account, you can tie it into the Amazon music and, you know, have it play music for you. Anyway, so the Amazon Echo is usually $180, but right now you can get it for $150, so it's $30 off if you wanted to try one. And again, as I mentioned, Amazon sells literally everything. So if you go to the Amazon website, you'll see some of those pre-Black Friday sales, and some of them were even, you know, I saw one was for some facial moisturizer, and, you know, so it's not just electronics. And same thing with Newegg and Tiger Direct. They're also running some of those pre-Black Friday specials and will have them every single day. And then both of those, Newegg and Tiger Direct, you can also get email alerts for the daily specials if you want to sign up. But again, be forewarned, if you do sign up for those, you know, early alerts and those Black Friday, pre-Black Friday alerts, you're going to get inundated with emails every single day, even after Black Friday. So think carefully before you do that. You know, is it, is it a nice little, you know, kind of bonus to get, you know, those emails sent to you in your mailbox? Sure, but, you know, take the extra couple minutes and just click on their website and, you know, browse for yourself and keep your email mailbox kind of clean. So those are just, you know, a few of the, you know, Black Friday specials, and, you know, the prices are really good this, you know, this year. So maybe it is worth, you know, braving the cold and going out to the brick and mortar stores. Personally, you know, I'd rather just sit here and shop at home, you know, with my fingertips. Couple of other things that I wanted to mention, getting away from the Black Friday, you know, some of the different things that have, you know, popped into my, you know, mailbox and that I've noticed. I've talked about the Roku before. The Roku is kind of a streaming media thing that you can, you know, attach to your TV. You know, there's the Chromecast and Apple TV, you know, that sort of device. You know, I just happen to be a Roku person. I like Roku for a bunch of different reasons. But Roku is adding a couple new features to their devices, and one of them is the ability to put in your kind of favorites, your favorite show, your favorite actor, you know, whatever it might be. And then when you turn your TV on and you go to your Roku device, you'll get alerts, you know, hey, there's a new show with, you know, whoever it might be available on this particular channel. Or if it's a TV show, there's a new episode available on, you know, Netflix or Hulu or whatever it might be. So that's kind of a neat thing that, you know, Roku is doing. They've added a lot more stations, and, you know, it really starts making it, you know, real possible to kind of cut the cable cord, you know, if you want to. You know, there's all those options, you know, out there, because now even Roku's got a lot of, you know, streaming stations that are available there, and it's lending itself to that a la carte packaging of your own stations, you know, rather than, you know, paying for the, you know, whole subscription bundle of, you know, a cable or, you know, AT&T or whatever it might be, their offerings. You can kind of pick and choose what stations are, you know, necessary for you. And then local stations you can still get using an HD antenna. And I've talked about the Leaf HD antenna. It's, you know, my absolute favorite. And if it allows me to get stations down in my basement TV, you know it's got to be good. And of course, the higher up you can get it in your house, you know, get it up into your attic near a window or an outer wall, then, you know, even the better. You know, point it to the direction that you want for those Kenosha listeners, especially on if you're on the more southern end. You got it, you know, kind of nice, because you can pick up not only Milwaukee stations, but you can also pick up an awful lot from Chicago. So your features are, you know, even better. And so it's, you know, it's definitely something worth looking into if, you know, if the cable prices are kind of getting to you. And again, a la carte things, and, you know, take a look at that as an option, and take a look at, you know, whether it's a Roku or, you know, whatever it might be. I just kind of like the Roku for its variety of options that it has. But again, maybe you've got a smart TV, and so you've got all of those things built into your smart TV with the ability to get Netflix and, you know, Amazon Prime or whatever it might be. There's so many different streaming options these days. It's unbelievable. And more producers of TV shows are going on there. And even, you know, things like Showtime, they're now putting their shows and materials available on these kind of streaming services as well. A couple of other things to wrap up our show. A couple of things I kind of discovered in the last few weeks, fun things. There's an app, and I don't think I talked about this on the show yet, but it's called ITTT, If This Then That. It's an app that's available on Android phones, iPhones, and as well as you can use it online on a computer. There isn't a Windows app yet for Windows phones, a direct app, but there you can definitely set it up online. It's basically what you do with If This Then That is you create what are called recipes, and there's a lot of recipes out there already, so you can take a look at those and see if one works for you or if you can adapt it. But what you can do, just to give you a couple of little examples, if you have a Facebook account and somebody posts a picture on their Facebook that you happen to be tagged on, you can use an If This Then That recipe to download that picture automatically and store it on your Dropbox account, if you have a Dropbox or whatever other cloud storage you might have. You could also have a little recipe that if, you know, somebody, you know, send somebody, you know, post something on somebody else's Facebook that you happen to also be friends with, you know, you can have it sent to you as a text message if you wanted. So there's some kind of cool little recipes out there. And then if you can think of something, it kind of uses social media. So if, you know, there's something on social media, it'll forward it to a different social media if you want, if you're mentioned or, you know, whatever it might be. So take a look at some of the, you can get it. I think it's ITTT.org is the website, but just Google ITTT and it'll take you to that website. That's one of them. The other one that really got me excited, if you have an Android phone, it uses a technology called Near Field Communications or NFC. This is the same technology that allows you to use your cell phone to pay it, you know, pay using some sort of a digital wallet app. But you can buy NFC chips. They're $1 a piece. And if you have a little programming bent of mind, you can actually program these NFC chips and automate your house. There's some really cool YouTube videos that are using these NFC chips. But for example, you could program one that, if you use your Android phone as an alarm clock, you could have one of these NFC chips, and they're very, very thin little round wafers that self-stick, so you could have it stuck to your, you know, little nightstand or something. Your alarm on your Android phone goes off, and you pick up your phone and, you know, kind of wave it at your NFC chip, and you could have it programmed to then turn Pandora on your phone to your favorite station and listen to, you know, music while you get up and get dressed. If you happen to have a smart coffee maker, you could, you know, then have it turn your coffee maker on. And if you've really gone all out, again, you know, NFC technology is really cool, and it's a technology that's used to do a lot of the automation in your house. If you have an NFC thermostat, you could have your NFC chip programmed. You just kind of walk by, wave your phone, and it'll turn the thermostat up on your, you know, heater or your furnace or your air conditioner. Or if you have purchased some NFC-enabled light switches, you know, again, wave your phone at the light switch and it'll turn the lights on. Or why not just have that same chip that's on your nightstand programmed to turn the lights on? I mean, we're going to get a little far-fetched here, but I can seriously see it one day that you can have this same technology while you're lying in bed start your shower for you, so that you don't have to wait. You know, you can stay warm and cozy in the bed while the shower warms up. Boggles the mind the things that technology will bring to us and make it very easy to automate our homes in the future. Using these NFC chips, the NFC technology, I can see it to where we can use an NFC chip to, you know, start our car. There are apps right now, if your car is so enabled, that you can use your car to, you know, start your, or use your phone, I'm sorry, use your phone to start your car. And we've talked about that. You know, that's another, you know, big item that's on a lot of people's Christmas lists, if your car is not already enabled with some of that, you know, automatic stuff. But you can literally start your car with your phone, you know, by using an app, or just have an NFC chip, set it up that way. Check out NFC chips. I think you'll be fascinated. Even if you're not, you know, in a programming state of mind, just looking at what some of the people have used those chips to do, it's pretty fascinating where technology is going and what life will be like in the next, you know, couple, 3-4 years. So that's our Black Friday show with a little bit extra thrown in. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and we will talk to you next month. Thanks again for listening, and everybody have a great day.
You've been listening to Technology Matters with hosts Christine Lazaro and Dave Snedeker.
From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, Artist Gallery on Main Street in downtown Racine is hosting a unique interactive exhibit titled Please Handle the Dolls. They call it Contemporary Soft Sculpture, on exhibit through the end of the year. For more, visit artistgalleryracine.com.
Support comes from the Lake Geneva Symphony in concert Saturday evening, November 21st.